We live in a beautiful part of the world that has been blessed in a number of ways. Land and resources, communities, education. Growth and progress have come out of these blessings. In recent years, there has been some discussion about what is good growth and what is good progress. And this is in response to the North American trend to accumulate things, to consume things. And this focus to accumulate is often referred to in the context of the American dream. We often hear that. The ensuing questioning has led to a stepping back from the busyness of life and wondered, do I really need all the stuff that I have? And do I really need all the stuff that I'm wanting to get? Some questions for reflection. This movement has referred to itself as an expression of minimalism. Two main objectives for minimalism. Firstly, to live a life that is more intentional. And then secondly, to possess only those things that are needed. In minimalizing the amount of stuff in one's life, time and energy can be freed to focus on other things, such as relationships, better health, desired growth, contributing to the common good, building community, having less debt, and to contribute in a more intentional way for the better of the environment. Living a form of minimalism is a means to focus on what is important in life. A theme that we can draw from our readings is the focus on what is important as God sends us forth. The prophet Amos challenged the people of Israel to reflect on what was important. He did his ministry about 750 years before the time of Jesus, did it within a 2 to 3 decade period. Amos served in the northern kingdom of Israel, as God's chosen people at that time had divided into two kingdoms. It was a time of material prosperity for Israel. Social justice was not a concern. Amos' message was that the Israelites needed to be honest and fair to each other. Though it was a time of prosperity, it was only the powerful who were benefiting. And that powerful, they included the monarchy, the priests, and the upper classes, who in turn suppressed and took advantage of the poor. All the while, these people maintained the religious practices of the time. Amos' message warned Israel of their wrongdoings and that there would be consequences to it, which leads to our passage. Amaziah is the chief priest of the sanctuary at Bethel, and it's the sanctuary loyal to the king of Israel. While Amos did his ministry in Israel, he's actually from the southern kingdom, Judah. Amaziah is telling Amos to basically get out of town and return to Judah and earn your pay as a prophet there. Amaziah is alluding to Amos being a prophet for hire. And ironically, that would be more accurately said of Amaziah. Amos' response is based on the truth that Amos is responding to God's calling. Amos' prophetic warnings would be fulfilled about 20 or 30 years later with the fall of Israel to the Assyrians, that occurring in 721 BC. In our gospel passage, we hear about Jesus sending out the 12 apostles to further Jesus' ministry. And they are not to take any bread, no bag, no money in their belts, which leads to me for the question, would trail mix be allowed? I will have to find out in the next life. Probably not, though. They are allowed, though, to take a staff as a means of protection against animals in the countryside. and sandals for the protection of their feet as they walked the coarse trails from town to town. Otherwise, though, they're to take nothing, nothing else. Why the bare minimum? The job to be done is urgent. People's salvation is on the line. Traveling light helps for efficiency with minimal distractions. Only taking what is needed, the bare necessities, allows the apostles to focus on what is important, proclaiming the good news. To stay only in one house when ministering in a community is to also focus on that ministry with minimal distractions. They're not to be wandering around from house to house trying to get a better set of accommodations. Foundational to this, the apostles are to trust that God will provide as they are empowered by Jesus and sent forth to proclaim the good news. St. Paul would be later empowered to proclaim the good news and sent forth. The letter to the Ephesians comes out of this calling. Similar to the apostles in our gospel, Paul is a person on the move, and Ephesus is one of the churches Paul served. Our passage is part of Paul's ongoing greeting. Paul's message is in the light of Jesus' death and resurrection. And through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we receive every spiritual blessing, redemption, and forgiveness, and ultimately salvation. All of this from Jesus doing what is most important for the good of all people and all creation. Take only what is needed for the journey. And this is a good question for each of us to ask ourselves. We are given the gift of the Eucharist to nourish us on this journey. May we take only what is needed and focus on what is important as we go forth, sent by our Lord to live and to proclaim the gospel.